Well, hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Again, thanks for joining me this weekend for another video. I had a thought that I wanted to share with you because of a memory I had about a month ago. About a month ago, I was in Maryland where I grew up, over on the Eastern Shore in a town called St. Michael's. And I was walking around, you know, sipping a beer, just keeping to myself. You know, sometimes you just want to be alone, not be bothered. And then this guy approaches me, this tall guy with a serious look on his face. And he had his hand out and he wanted to hand me a card. You know that feeling you get when you're in an airport and people do that to you? I was like, oh man, come on, just leave me alone. But I stayed and I took the card and I said, hey, what's up? Well, in 10 minutes, I knew what was up. In 10 minutes, this man told me something tragic. I talk to guys who have tragedy in their life all the time, right? The tragedy of a failing marriage, the tragedy of the loss of love, the tragedy of a family that's breaking up, the fear. And this guy told me about his mission, and we talk about that a lot. I said, so what are you up to? He goes, well, my daughter Hannah and I are on a mission to help educate people about the tides here on the Chesapeake Bay. They can change quickly, and if you're not careful, you can get in real danger. As the story goes, it turns out Hannah was dead. Hannah, his daughter, had died recently in a boating accident where she and her boyfriend hit a sandbar in about, you know, 17 inches of water. She flew over the bow and the boat ran over her and caused head trauma, which killed her. And here this guy was, the loss of a child, the horror of outliving your children, the horror of seeing what happened so senselessly. It didn't have to happen. Right. And so what he created was a foundation and a mission. He and his now dead daughter, Hannah, were on a mission. And the card told me all about it. In 10 minutes, we talked and we connected, and I almost cried with them. I just felt so bad. I complimented him on how he was turning this senseless question of why did this have to happen into something more tangible. So in this video, I wanted to talk about, instead of saying why, which he could spend the next 20 years of his life asking why. Why did this happen? Why didn't they know it was shallow? Why don't people know more about the sandbars on the Chesapeake Bay? Why isn't there a system for awareness about high and low tides and where the dangerous areas? Why? He turned it into what? What would Hannah want to come out of this? What would she do if she knew I was depressed and sad and I just couldn't move? What can people learn from this? How can people grow? How can I make something out of this that didn't exist before that would honor her memory? These were what questions. These are empowering questions, because the what questions give him new perspective to think about what he could create out of this. It doesn't make the sadness go away. It doesn't make the horror go away. The incredible sucky feeling of having lost somebody who shouldn't have died so young. But the what gave him a purpose, and it gave him a reason to move on and also to bring his daughter with him. So when guys are asking me what, right, or why did she leave? How could she break up this family, right? Why is she thinking this? Why is she attracted to some loser and not me? Why? I want to offer you the idea of asking what. What if this isn't all about me? What if I take a breath? What if I could learn from this? What if there's a message in this that will help me? What if there's a gift in this that will turn my life around? What if I slow down and breathe? What if there's another way to think about this that is more effective? What if I stop trying to fix this problem overnight and just accept things as they are and take a new tack, take a new perspective? And that's what we do in coaching all the time. We help guys change the way you look at things. As Wayne Dyer said once, when you change the way you're looking at the things you're looking at change. One thing we know about marriage and divorce and improving relationships, men have one kind of tunnel vision way of looking at things. Problem, answer. Fix this and everything should be better. And if I can make her happy with me, my life will be good. There's a whole lot of stuff that our dads didn't tell us, and we don't learn in school. And so that's why I developed Good Guys to Great Men, to help you understand a new perspective, a new way of thinking about what's happening, a new way of seeing yourself and how you show up, a new way of thinking about problem solving versus just creating a new energy in your life that will create new results We see it all the time. And what I'd love for you to do is consider coming into the community in any way you can. You can take How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb course. The link is in the description. You can think about joining the Roundtable of Men Who Talk 3 times a month live about these things and grow with initiated men who know you in your heart. You could call us for just a free consultation. You can click on a contact button in the description below and find out that when you talk to another man who knows you and can ask you tough questions and get you to see something differently, you feel differently. And I guarantee if you spend an hour to an hour and a half on a free phone call with us, you will find out there are things that nobody's ever told you, which may make you want to take a new step. Ask the question, what can I do now that's good for me? What can I do now that is going to turn my thinking around to make me feel better and possibly turn this relationship around? That's what I want to offer you today, and I hope that helps, brother. We will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.